An Unsuitable Job for a Woman by P.D. James. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. Author's note. A crime novelist, by virtue of his unpleasant craft, has the duty to create at least one highly reprehensible character in each book. And it is perhaps inevitable that from time to time their sanguinary misdeeds should impinge upon the dwellings of the just. A writer whose characters have chosen to act out their tragic comedy in an ancient university city is in particular difficulty. He can, of course, call it Oxbridge, invent colleges named after improbable saints, and send his characters boating on the Camsis. But this timid compromise merely confuses characters, readers, and the author alike, with the result that no one knows precisely where he is, and two communities are offered opportunities for offence instead of one. The greater part of this story is unrepentantly set in Cambridge, a city in which, undeniably, there live and work policemen, coroners, doctors, students, college servants, flower sellers, dons, scientists, and even, no doubt, retired majors. None of them, to my knowledge, bears the slightest resemblance to his counterpart in this book. All the characters, even the most unpleasant, are imaginary. The city, happily for us all, is not. Signed, P.D.J. Chapter 1. On the morning of Bernie Pride's death, or it may have been the morning after, since Bernie died at his own convenience, nor did he think the estimated time of his departure worth recording, Cordelia was caught in a breakdown.